The Amos and Andy Show. When the green-eyed monster known as jealousy rears its ugly head, you can always count on trouble. Well, the old kingfish, after all these years of married life, has suddenly become a jealous husband. At the moment, he is home reading his newspaper. His wife, Sapphire, with the normal intuition of a woman, knows something is wrong.
George! George, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Now, George, there's no use saying there's nothing wrong with you. We've been in this house 3 hours, and you ain't spoke one word to me. You ain't even said nothing unpleasant.
I'm reading.
Well, you can't spend 3 hours on the front page of one newspaper. Now, come on out with it. What's the matter with you?
Ain't nothing the matter with me.
Then how come you got that look on your face?
Can you think of a better place to put it? Leave me alone, will you?
George, will you please tell me what's the matter with you?
Now, look, Sapphire. If you was tired of me and wants another man, all you got to do is say so and we can have our marriage null and avoided.
What's that again?
Don't look at me like that, like you don't know what I'm talking about, you woman.
What is you talking about?
I walks down Lenox Avenue, and what does I see? My own wife standing on the corner, talking to a fancy-dressed fella with a wax mustache hanging on his upper lip.
Well, he looked very funny with it on his lower lip.
If you want him, you can have him, mustache and all.
Is that what's the matter with you, George?
Let me alone.
I introduced you to him when you walked up. That's Floyd Wilson. I'd have known him for years. I used to go out with him before I married you.
Well, why didn't you marry him?
Because I married you.
That's a poor excuse. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean that. Now, look here. Don't you confuse me. I see the way you looked at him, with them dreamy eyes and turning on all that charm. There's only one other man besides me that I'd let my wife look at that way. That's the butcher.
Is you jealous of this Floyd Wilson? Is you really jealous, George?
Who is jealous? I ain't jealous. But why is you talking to him on the corner?
Well, I didn't have nothing to do, and I thought I'd walk down the street and look in a few windows. I was outside of the Globe department store, and he walked up, that's all.
And you had to talk to him.
Well, if you'd give me enough money to get inside the stores, I wouldn't be running into people on the outside.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with it. On top of everything else, I see the way you say goodbye to him, too. That expression on your face, like you expected him to get in touch with you again. And you was dying to see him, that you hopes he called.
What expression?
I just told you. That dying to see you, hope you get in touch with me, call me on the phone expression. That's what I'm talking about.
George, please believe me. I don't care nothing about Floyd. I told you I ain't seen him in years. He's just been back in town a few months. George, I don't care about nobody but you.
Yeah, well, you cut out just talking to men on the street.
Oh, George. So now, after all these years, my husband gets jealous. Well, that makes me feel pretty happy.
Yeah, I love you, honey.
Now, you show that you ain't the type of man that loves me all of a sudden just because you think somebody else do.
Oh, honey, how can you say that? You know I love you.
I love you and nobody else but you.
Yeah, well...
I'll get it, honey, I'll get it. I wonder who that could be. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, George, you darling.
Yeah, what was it?
You is the sweetest thing, George. Here's a box of candy from the Harlem Candy Kitchen. George, you sure is sweet.
What's that you say there?
Well, George, after all, I think you is a thoughtful husband. And I know when you bought this for me, you must have had love in your heart. Why, you even put a card in. It says, "It was nice seeing you again. Best wishes for your happiness. Floyd Wilson."
That's all, brother. That's
George,
all.
George, wait a minute. Wait a minute, George.
Mother, don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing. Now I know.
All right,
another
George.
Man, huh?
No, George, come back here. I didn't know I was going to get a box.
Yeah, well, listen,
together.
Don't tell me nothing. That's all. Goodbye. Oh, I tell you, boys, you can't tell about women.
Oh, I wouldn't take it too serious, Kingfish. That could have happened to anybody. I don't think your wife cares nothing about this Floyd Wilson.
Well, I think what's happening to Sapphire is what happens to all women her age.
What do you mean, Andy?
Well, she thinks she's getting old, so she's starting to act young.
That's it. Andy, you done hit it on the head.
You said it.
Sapphire's in her second childhood. Mentally, she's wearing bobby socks.
Kingfish, I think you exaggerating everything. All this Floyd Wilson done was to send her a box of candy as an old friend.
Amos, I ain't told you the worst. The kind of candy it was. It was significant.
Yeah, what kind was it?
Candy kisses. That's significant, ain't it?
Yeah, done sent her a whole box of them, huh?
Well, he put in a few gumdrops to throw me off the track. I know what he meant.
Yeah, well, the way I figure the thing...
Come in, Mr. Van Porter.
Hello, fellas. Hello.
Come in, Henry.
Yeah, sit down.
Well, Kingfish, since you asked me about this Floyd Wilson over the phone, I haven't been able to find out anything about him.
Oh, a mystery man, too, huh? That's the worst type.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I tell you, you was building up something in your mind here.
We was just talking to you, Henry, about how when women gets into their second childhood, they fall for fellas like that.
Yeah, and they does everything to make themselves attractive. Yeah, they gets their face treatment, you know, they gets their face patted. Then they gets their body pounded. Goes to a beauty shop and gets the fat beat off of them. Oh, I tell you, they is getting slap happy around that age.
Yes, I know. Mud packs and everything.
Yeah, don't tell me about mud packs. I remember one night, in the dark, I goes to kiss my wife with a heart full of love. I winds up with a mouth full of dirt.
Yeah, well, that's bad, all right.
Yeah, I still wish I could see what she sees in this fella Floyd Wilson. He ain't got nothing that I ain't got.
Well, now, I don't quite agree with that, Kingfish. The man has got a very beautiful wax mustache.
What, that silly thing? I ain't never seen a mustache with so much wax on it before in my life. Why, if you would put a match to that thing, it would burn for an hour.
Hmm.
Yeah, oh, I'm telling you, fellas, my married life is facing a crisis. And I gonna do something about it. I ain't gonna take it laying down.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do about it, Kingfish?
Well, I got a couple of things in mind. Come on, Andy, let's get going. Well, I tell you, Brother Ender, long as you go into the office here, I think I'll drop into Shorty's barbershop next door here for a second. I got something I want to ask you.
Yeah, well, okay, Kingfish. I'll go on next door to the office and wait there for you.
All right, Ender. Oh, I'm going to tell you something before you go, too, Ender. I'm really upset about my wife going over to Floyd Wilson. You know it?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, it just got me down. How can she go for a fella with a mustache like that when it's beyond me?
Yeah, don't ask me.
Yeah, and what I can't understand the most is how a self-respecting man could wear a silly wax mustache like that.
Yeah, well, you go on into Shorty's there, and I'll see you later. So long.
Okay.
Oh, come in, Kingfish.
Yeah. How is you, Shorty? Say, Shorty, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, I'll say, what is it?
Say, Shorty, how long would it take me to grow a wax mustache?
Wax mustache?
Yeah.
What you want to grow a wax mustache for, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Shorty, I don't want to mention no names, but there's a certain fellow around town that I think my wife is sweet on because of his wax mustache, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wants to out-mustache the man. So tell me this, is you got any of that special mustache wax?
Oh, yeah, I got a special jar here that I got from the drugstore. I bought it from the barber supply company. It was sent to me from the wholesale. A salesman left it here to try. It belongs to Floyd Wilson.
Wait a minute, sir. Did you say Floyd Wilson?
Yeah.
You will never use that stuff on me. Wax that is waxed, his mustache shall never wax mine. So you know the fella, huh?
Well, not too well. We just got a shaving acquaintance. Does you know him?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I do.
Oh, well, if you want to know him, I could bring him over to your house tonight.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get back to the mustache here. Wait a minute.
So you's having trouble with your wife over a wax mustache, hmm?
Yeah.
You know, I remember once I had a silly argument with an old girlfriend of mine over a mustache.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, but it didn't amount to much, though. When I told her I didn't like it, she shaved it right off.
See what you mean, but tell me, Shorty, have you had any experience of your own raising a wax mustache?
Yeah, I had one once. I got it to the point where it was just as shiny as a wax floor.
How did you get it that way?
Floor wax.
Tell me, you say you can use that stuff on it too, huh?
Oh, yeah, but I finally had to give it up, though.
You did, huh?
Yeah, the directions on the can say to get a high gloss, rub with a mop. My face just couldn't stand it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot of trouble raising a wax mustache. I think I'll forget the whole thing.
That's my advice, Kingfish.
Yeah, but Shorty, long as we is alone here in the barbershop, I want to ask you one question here.
Mm.
Just for my own peace of mind, I want to ask you about something.
Mm.
Is this Floyd Wilson what you would call a lady killer? Or what I mean is, what do the ladies think of him?
Oh, they don't like the way he dresses. They don't think he's the smooth kind. They don't like his attitude about... They don't think he's good looking. I love that man.
Well, Lightning, I guess you just can't tell about women. Look at the Kingfisher's wife.
Yes, I hear about that.
Listen, Lightning, you as a married man, your wife ever give you reason to be jealous of her?
Yes, she made me awful jealous once, and we got into a big argument.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, it was so bad that I got into the argument, too.
Well, what was you jealous about?
Well, we had a little puppet dog, and she was paying more attention to the dog than she was to me.
Oh, more attention to the dog than you. I can't figure that.
Me neither. I know I was better looking.
Well, Lightning, you had a good reason to be sore.
That was the way I felt too, Mr. Andy. So I left the house, and I stayed away for 10 whole days just so that she would miss me.
Yeah, well, did she miss you?
I don't think so, because I come home late the 10th night, and I crawled into my twin bed trying to fall asleep, and I done accidentally woke her up.
Yeah, well, what'd she say that makes you think she didn't miss you?
She said, "Stop moving around. The last 9 nights you slept nice and quiet."
Thing like that was... wait a minute. Come in, Kingfish. Come in.
I want to talk to you, Andy. Get on out, Lightning.
Yes, I'll whiz along.
Yeah, so long, Lightning. So long.
Andy, I was in trouble. I just talked to Shorty, and that Floyd Wilson is the latest man.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I was in the middle of an infernal triangle.
Well, what'd Shorty say?
Well, he knows all about this fella.
Yeah.
He say he's really a lady killer. From what Shorty say, this fella, Floyd Wilson... talks to women a little while, and they folds up like a 98-cent card table.
Mm. Well, what you going to do, Kingfish?
Andy, there's only one way to settle this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch up with that Floyd Wilson in the alley, and I'm going to knock his block off. I'm going to beat him to a pulp.
Yeah, but he's a head shorter than you is.
Yeah, I can't help that. That's the only way to settle it.
He used to be a prize fighter.
On the other hand, there might be another way.
Another way? Like what?
Well, like going to see my lawyer, Gabby Gibson. I'll stop this man if I have to do it legal. I'll ipso facto that bum right out of town.
Oh, hello, boss. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Come on in.
Yeah. Hi, Gabby.
Oh, hello, Gabby.
Why, Kingfish, why are you looking so sad? What's the matter with you? What's the matter?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Gabby, it seems there's a fellow in town by the name of Floyd Wilson.
Oh, yes, indeed. Very nice fellow. He's a very nice fellow. If you'd like to know him, I'll bring him over to your house sometime.
Wait a minute. Not my house.
That's the trouble. His wife and this fellow, Floyd Wilson.
Oh, does your wife know him? Does your wife know him?
Know him? I'll say she do. You know, Gabby, I'm just thinking here. Maybe the whole thing is my fault.
Well, there's a new slant. What you mean by that, King?
Yeah, well, I ain't been going out with Sapphire enough lately, and she probably got tired of staying home alone. Now that, well, That's how she got involved with this Floyd Wilson.
You know, Kingfish is a lawyer. There's a legal angle here, a legal angle. It come under the Maritime Board. Yes, indeed, the Maritime Board.
The Maritime Board? How you figure that?
Well, when you marry a woman, you got to give her time or she gets bored. That's Maritime Board if I ever hear.
Well, now, forget that legal stuff, Gabby. All I was interested in is getting my wife to forget Floyd Wilson and go back looking on me as the one man in her life.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, Kingfish. After they done seed Paris, it's hard to get them back on the farm.
What is that again?
After they seed Paris, it's hard to get them back on the farm and all that stuff.
And hereafter, if you got anything to say, keep quiet, will you? Now, where was it, Gabby?
Oh, we was talking about getting your wife back to being a one-man woman, a one-man woman.
Oh, yeah, Gabby, look here. I just don't understand the mind of a woman, how it works. Yeah, I don't know what it is, Gabby, but women just don't seem to think straight.
Well, that's natural, perfectly natural. They're women, ain't they?
Well, there must be more to it than that.
Oh, there is. Yes, indeed, there is. In my opinion, it's the permanent ways the women get, the permanent ways. Them machines they use, they don't stop at just curling the hair. They curls the brains, too.
They does?
Oh, sure. And how can you expect a woman to think straight with a curly brain?
Yeah, well, anyway, Gabby, whatever the thing, I got to find some way to bust up this thing between her and Floyd Wilson.
Yeah, if we could only think of something.
Wait a minute, I got an idea. Yes, indeed, I got an idea. The whole thing started because your wife had nothing to do, nothing to do. When folks got nothing to do, they get in trouble. So, Kingfish, you got to keep your wife busy. Keep her busy. And there's only one way to do it.
Oh, what's that?
Get her a job.
Gabby, I think you done hit the nail on the head. Andy, look here. We're going down to the employment agency and get Sapphire a job. That'll keep her away from men.
Oh, getting her a job does more than that. It does two things. Two things.
It do?
Yes, indeed. It keeps her out of trouble and you in money. Yes, indeed.
What the hell's the employment agency right there, Andy?
Yeah, I think Gabby's got a great idea there. Get your wife a job.
Oh, yeah. If I can keep her busy, that's the thing. Oh, that'll solve everything.
Oh, sure.
That'll keep her away from men, and that's the main thing.
Sure is.
You see, when women gets to the age of my wife, she gets kittenish, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to feel they're still young, you know.
Yeah, and they start lying about the age, too, you know.
Oh, you ain't fooling there. Yeah, there's one friend of my wife's. I done knowed her for years, and ever since I knowed her, she's been telling me that you're 39.
Every year, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And I figured out that in two more years, a daughter's going to be older than she is. That way it works.
Yeah. Well, here he is, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't doing much business around here, is it?
Well, everybody's got jobs. Oh, wait a minute.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I want to talk to somebody about getting a job.
Oh, catch the subway and get to this number. You can start to work this afternoon, and your friend here, you can catch a bus and go to this address, and they'll put you to work right away. They'll pay anything.
Yeah, but wait just a minute.
Oh, experience isn't unnecessary.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't care if you haven't done butler work before. These people give you any salary you want. They'll furnish you with a car and 3 days off a week.
Could we slow down here just for a second, please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. We don't want no jobs for ourselves.
Oh, well, then what do you want?
Yeah, I
want
to get a job for my wife.
I've got just the place for her. Second maid over on Park Avenue. They have two butlers, and she doesn't have to do a thing. 4 days off a week.
Wait a minute. Two butlers, huh? let's see. Two butlers, that's men, see?
But there must be. Can't be women. I ain't never heard of no butleresses.
No, lady, she don't want that job.
Well, how about getting her a job in an office building?
Now you said something.
It's right here in Harlem.
Now you're talking.
She'll run an elevator.
Now you're really talking.
Finest men in town have offices there.
You just talked me out of it.
Look, Kingfish, listen, we ain't getting no place here.
Yeah, what else has you got, madam?
Well, I've got a job open for a hat-check girl in a nightclub.
No. That spells trouble there. I can see the men now checking their hats saying, hello, baby, how are you?
Yeah. Now, look, Kingfish, I got an idea. Come here. Excuse us, madam, will you?
What is that?
Look here. You don't want her to work with men.
No.
I tell you what you do.
What?
Take her down and enroll her in the Red Cross where there ain't nothing but women working.
Andy, that's a great idea. She can work with nothing but women's down there, learn a lot of stuff, and at the same time, she'll be doing a lot of good.
Yeah.
That'll keep her busy and out of trouble. I'll do it. Well, boys, I certainly had you over tonight for a nice little time here. I enjoyed it myself, and I'm glad you dropped over to the house. I think we've had a friendly card game.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel, Emma?
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot, Kingfish.
Oh, yeah, me too, Kingfish. I enjoyed it, too.
Well, you know, I'm sure happy about the situation. I done enrolled my wife down at the Red Cross. That keep out of trouble. She ain't going to be running into that Floyd Wilson in front of the department store, I know that.
Nah, that was a good idea I give you there, wasn't it?
Yeah, what hours do she work, Kingfish?
Well, she do her housework and all the stuff in the morning here, and then she gets over there to Red Cross at noon. She comes back in time to cook my supper, and then she goes back and she stays around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, well, that don't give her no time to rest.
Listen, Amos, I ain't that thoughtless. I know as well as you does that a person can't keep going all the time. They need rest and relaxation.
Yeah, well, when you figure Sapphire going to be able to rest?
When she's boiling my eggs in the morning. She got 3 minutes there doing nothing.
Hey, by the way, how long is Sapphire going to keep this job she's got, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, I done signed up for a year at the Red Cross, and she can't quit for 12 months.
Right. I hear somebody opening the front door, Kingfish.
That's right.
Who down at the front door?
It's me, George. Hello.
Well, hello, honey.
Hello, Amos. Hello, Andy. How are y'all?
How is the Red Cross?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wrapping bandages.
Oh, sure enough, honey.
Oh, yes. It sure is a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people doing that, all right.
Yeah, what do you learn over there, Sapphire?
Oh, they learn you everything. George, if you ever break your leg, I know just how to put a splint on it. They showed us how to put the splint on, you see. We even get on the floor and play like we hurt, and they show us how to bandage up a person on the floor. Oh, I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, sounds great, don't it, Kingfish?
I'll say so. How'd you get home, honey?
Oh, our first aid instructor walked home with me.
Yeah, that was mighty nice of her. Who is the woman?
It ain't no woman. It's Floyd Wilson.
And I told you that I'd find out about this guy, Floyd Wilson, and he's nothing but a coward.
What make you say he's a coward, Kingfish?
Well, I met him in the street, and I waded right into him.
Sure enough?
Oh, yeah. The first thing I done, I brought my chin right down hard on his fist. And then I took my nose, and I popped him right in the knuckles with it. And there I was, laying on the ground.
Well, how can you call him a coward?
He was afraid to come down there after me.
Next week, Andy is in for a lot of headaches over his income tax, so don't miss the fun. This program is broadcast to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to all of you from all of us.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.